Apollo Muhaire is head of Uganda's National Drug Authority, or NDA. He says Uganda imports most of its medicines, so the NDA works both inside and outside the country to ensure quality.
Through the official ports of entry, we have a presence there together with customs. And then before the people import the medicines, they seek authority from us. And only they must import medicine from authorized places, factories, which we have gone there and inspected. And then also, in the case of ARVs and TBs and antimalarials, those ones, even though we have checked the factories and we have evaluated the dossiers of the manufacturers, when the medicine comes at the port of entry, they must be analyzed batch by batch in our quality control laboratory.
If someone tries to import a substandard or fake drug lot, Muhaire says, the NDA's lab can detect it through its sample testing program.
We have not done a study on the extent of counterfeiting, so I cannot tell you that it is 10% or 90%. But from the quality assurance mechanism that we have put in place and the results that we are getting in the lab, we are confident that the medicines which are available to the population are safe, of good quality and efficacious. So when we pick samples and bring them to the lab, the extent of the problem seems to be minimal.
Yet Muhaire also says that in a poor country like Uganda, there simply aren't enough licensed pharmacies to serve everyone. So poor and rural people self-medicate, buying medicines where they can find them and taking them as they choose. That's a prescription for drug resistance, experts say, and a problem that no one expects to be solved soon. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
Gracias.